You're listening to the Adam Tracy Underground Podcast, where it's not always advisable, but it is always endorsed.
Hey again, everybody. This is Adam Tracy and the Adam Tracy Underground Podcast. And today I have the mighty and powerful Kevin with me. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Awesome. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Now, Kevin came to us with some interesting stories. And Kevin, you were involved, as I understand it, in the drug transport game, correct?
Yeah.
Paint the picture, if you could. How did you come to get involved? What was your career path? And like, how did you sort of veer off, if you will, into the drug transport game?
Okay. So, you know, when I started doing this, that came along. I don't do this anymore. So,
of course.
So when I started, I had this cousin of mine in the neighborhood, and he was like having a good life, man. You know, some expensive watches and stuff, you know, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like dealers, some that kind of thing. So I was like, man, where do you get this money? Because like now I knew his family and I knew they couldn't afford to maybe give him the lifestyle. So I just knew that maybe he was getting the money from somewhere else. So when I like told him, come on, man, just tell me, where do you get this stuff? So at first I thought maybe he was stealing the stuff, the money and shit. So he said, now that's when he told me what he was doing. And first I was like, yeah, I told him, no, I called that BS. You can do something like that. I didn't believe him. But then you said no locations, right? I can't tell you where I'm and stuff.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, so like then I went to his place where I was staying at the time. And then he showed me some packages. And I was shocked, man. I couldn't believe he was doing that shit. I didn't believe it at first. But then he told me that's what he was doing. He asked me if I wanted to maybe carry the deal. And I said yes. I wanted the money at the time and I couldn't say no. So that's pretty much how I started it.
Gotcha.
He was my cousin. Yeah. But at the time he was older than me, like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. So you have this cousin that you're like have some relationship with and he's got bling basically.
Yeah. He's got tons of money and yeah.
And you're a younger guy, presumably. So you see this and it's attractive mm-hmm. and he brings you in. And yeah. You're in the game. So, you know, as far as like sort of teaching you the ropes, is he like your mentor in all this, right? I mean, your cousin.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Gotcha. And your primary, like, as explained to me at least, was like your primary function was more of a transporter, not as a like dealer per se.
Yeah, I was just transporting. But no, get this cousin of mine. He just showed me what he was doing. He then taught me how to do this stuff. You feel me? I didn't do it. Yeah, I didn't like got into the business like right away or anything. Yeah, he just showed me, told me what to do and stuff. And then he said that, yeah, that after I know maybe know some stuff, how to do things, then now I can do the business.
Right. So at some point you kind of break away then if I'm following you. Like you start doing it on your own.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And how do you find the clients? You know, I mean, were they referred to you by your cousin? Did you just, you know, was it like a neighborhood thing where you knew guys and you said, hey, if you need, you know, this service, I offer it. How does that kind of come about? Like, how do you market yourself?
I don't know, man. These things just like, they just kind of happens. Just like people know you do these things. I don't know. I can't really explain that. But obviously, I had some guys who, you know, people maybe use these things. So you tell them, man, I have this. Maybe you want to. And then just with the time, people just come to you. So I really don't know. Maybe they were referred to me by a friend or maybe my another client. So people just come to you, tell you, I need this. You don't even talk about it. They just come and tell you, I need this sound. Right. They don't even ask what, yeah. So you just do it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. So you start building this clientele. If I understand it, it's like steady business, right? Like it's consistent.
Yeah.
Okay. And what makes you good at it? What was your, obviously, if you look at the drug game, people are getting caught all the time, right?
Yeah.
You were involved in this for some period of time without any harm coming to you. What made you good? What was your secret?
Okay, so my cousin, I told you, he taught me this stuff, right? So he was like really pretty good. I didn't even have a smartphone or anything. I just had just a small cell phone. First of all, I don't go around with this stuff if I'm not taking it to my clients. Right. That's the first rule. Yeah, you don't stay. You need to have maybe like a position or maybe a place where you stash your things, drugs in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't keep it in your home. You don't keep it in your school locker. Yeah, you feel me? So I was extra careful. And I was like never nervous or something.
Yeah. Got it. So, and then at some point, you get a seat at the big table. Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how does that come up?
So I don't know. I was just making some big sales and stuff. And then at some point, so after my cousin like brought me into this game, so he was the one giving me the drugs, the packages to deliver to my clients. Like I could go to him to get the packages, then I make the deliveries. So at some point, he told me that his boss wanted to see me, that I was doing a good job. I was pretty excited, man.
Right.
So he took me to this guy's place. I can't tell you where, obviously.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah, so then you just talk. He tells you, your cousin speaks so high of you. Do this. He tells me this.
So just, it was like referrals, right? Like that was the business. Like you did... You got into the business through your cousin, referred to this party, and you kind of climbed up the corporate ladder, for lack of a better word, through word of mouth.
Yeah, all that time I didn't even know who the boss was. I didn't even talk to him. But at that point now, after I went to see him, I like started to talk to him directly, not through my cousin.
Right, yeah. I got you. And it's like important to know, like you were just the transport guy. Like you weren't, like your handling of the product was just literally incidental to the service you were providing. You weren't the one sourcing it. You weren't the one selling it. You were just literally the guy going from point A to point B to facilitate somebody else's business.
Yeah, that. And I at some point sold a few packages myself.
Right.
That wasn't my job. My job was just to deliver the packages to my clients.
Right. And like, so as far as like, you know, you see this in movies and like whatever, and it's like, you talk about like distance. I mean, were you doing this cross country? Was this like, you know, intra neighborhood? Was this intra like state? Like how far were you couriering these products?
So it was just mostly into neighbors, but there's this one time I went to like the neighboring state, but that just happened once. I didn't do it like another time. I just did it once, but mostly it's like I was just doing in my neighborhoods, from one neighborhood to another, my neighborhoods only. I didn't do the interstates or anything.
Yeah.
Just once. Yeah.
So you're just driving in a car and going down the street or wherever you're going, but it's like,
but it's actually, I didn't even know my car at this point.
You didn't. So how did you?
I didn't.
So are you borrowing cars? You on bikes? How'd you do it?
Yeah, that's all. But maybe I just, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I even took some public transports. That way, no one. Trust me, no one can even suspect a thing when you do that.
Yeah, so you're on a bus or something like that.
Yeah.
You're on the train or whatever.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's really good. So, but this is profitable, right? Like at the end of the day, I mean, it's enough for you to stick with it, right? Is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's a little money, but it's big trouble, but it's a little money.
Right. So ultimately it turns to trouble, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It was enough.
Yeah. And like at that point, you kind of, you shifted. And I think now you are a youth pastor, correct?
Yeah. Kind of a youth pastor. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff. Interesting. So, you know, I guess your knowledge, if you could compare it to what you see like in movies, and is it accurate? You know, what you see and what you hear, is it really what it's cracked up to be, right? Like, yeah. They paint this picture that it's like very glamorous and this and that, but perhaps it's not, or is it?
You see, the picture we get from the TV programs, shows, I'll tell you, man, it's mostly true. That's what happens.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting. And so, you know, I guess without delving into it, you know, like to circle back and sort of bring some conclusion to this,
yeah.
You know, were you in a socioeconomic sense, like, were you middle class? What tier were you brought up in that, you know, may have prompted you?
My home.
What's that?
Oh, so you want to know like my background and stuff?
No, I guess the more appertaining question is, did you do this because you needed the money or because you wanted the money or both?
I wanted the money. I didn't.
There you go. That's what I'm getting at.
The luxury that comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some interesting stuff. So in your current life, right, your current role, this is, I guess, relevant in the sense that the straight and narrow path may be the preferable path. And that's what you espouse in your, your youth pastor capacity, right? So that is very interesting, my friend. And I offer my appreciation for you coming on. This is a extremely interesting story.
Yeah, I know it is. It's really hard to get someone to tell these stories through, and I could share with you.
Yeah, no, it is. It's tough because we deal in on this podcast. It's really just gray and black market activity, and we just want to know the economics, right? And like the mechanics, drives people to get involved, you know, and we don't pass judgment or anything like that because we've all been there. Your story is extremely interesting. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you wholeheartedly for sharing with you. So that being said, my friend, this is the Adam Tracy Underground Podcast, and I appreciate everybody listening. Check us out on SoundCloud and wherever podcasts are found, and we will talk to you next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Adam Tracy Underground Podcast. For more episodes, visit us at adamtracy.io or your leading podcast providers.